are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, Copper, you got Birdman still there in the studio with you?
That's right. The whole team's here, except for you.
Everybody. So Boomer and I are on one side over here, and you got Copper and the Birdman sitting over there, and you got flowers.
That's just I do. Very pretty good. Flowers.
That is just good. Well, Birdman, I was talking earlier about fertilizer prices.
Right.
The cost of goods going to market. I know we did Copper and the Birdman the other day, but I know you like your food. What are you seeing cost-wise right now in the grocery store?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like you said, we talked about it the other day to a degree with some of this, just the rising in food. You know, you hit it on the head with bacon. That's a crime against humanity right there. Copper and I were talking about the meal kit aspect earlier. Yeah. I mean, we were texting back and forth.
Help me save money.
And I was like, hey, I've got the hookup. I'll help you with it. But yeah, I mean, this is what we're having to do. We're having to look into alternative options.
Boomer's sitting here. He's really upset about the bacon.
I'm upset about the bacon, and honestly, I'm really upset about the milk. I'm a big milk drinker.
Oh yeah,
that's a good point.
Big milk drinker.
Even milk is going up.
Okay, Copper's not drinking her milk.
lactose intolerant.
Okay. All right. We just learned something we didn't want to know. There you go.
Sorry.
And I got to tell you too. And here's where you double dip into a problem. I'll never forget going to a bakery in Savannah, and they had chocolate dipped bacon. Chocolate dipped bacon.
That's the most American.
Well, if dairy products are going up and bacon's going up, it's going to be really hard to buy the chocolate dipped bacon right now, is what I'm saying. And I know we're kind of making light of this, but you know what though? This is impacting people really. It truthfully is. Birdman, you've been watching the news. Have you seen the thing in Sri Lanka? I was just talking about that a minute ago.
I've seen a little bit about it. Most of it I've heard from you so far, but.
Well, that's where you get your best news is, I guess, from Right Side Radio, right? What I'm looking at right now, last piece I've got on this, is the fact that there's a story of Farm Policy News Illinois that says that, lo and behold, there are now some green companies that are starting to push the development of farm fertilizers, companies like Pivot Bio and Kula Bio and Anuvia. And farmers are skeptical, but they're being driven out of the price range of getting usual fertilizers because they're being targeted. And so suddenly, look, green energy fertilizer. And funny how that works out, the way things come together like that.
What is it even made of? Seaweed?
I don't know. Yeah, air?
I don't know.
You probably don't want to know. Yeah.
Green.
Soylent Green. Y'all ever see Soylent Green? You ever seen that movie?
No.
Did I just date myself? Okay. All right. You don't want to know what's in Soylent Green. It was this nutrient that was being provided to people by government and in a food shortage. And everybody was eating Soylent Green because it was keeping them alive and it was good. And then finally one day somebody realized Soylent Green is actually dehydrated people. And so the end of the movie, the kicker was the star of the movies running, yelling, "Don't do it! Soylent Green is people!" And it was like the shocking end to a movie. So I don't want to know what they're fertilizing fields with. I just started an entire rumor right there, didn't I? But yeah. Hey, Birdman, thanks for being the delivery guy today. We appreciate that very much.
Absolutely. I'm happy to do it.
All right.
Thank you as well.
And Copper gave you a tip, right?
Hey, I got to come on and hang out with y'all for a few minutes. That's worth it.
Oh, wasn't that sweet? All right, get back to work. All right, listen, folks, we do have a great team. And Copper, you had a caller a minute ago. Who was that called in? Was it JT from Lacey Springs or something like that called in?
Yes, that's right.
All right, well, listen, I would love to hear back from him. We're going to change segments here after the next break, but I definitely want to hear back from if there's anybody out there who's in the farming industry right now. If you are an agri-science, agricultural guy, if you're somebody who is dealing with the cost of these fertilizers or seeing the targeting of fertilizers, I would love to know. Phone lines are going to be open. They're open right now, 866-494-9866. By the way, keep in mind that in the next few days, we'll be announcing the new 800 number just for Right Side, and we'll make sure you have that when the time comes. But yeah, it is very cool. The Right Side studio is growing. The team is growing. The mission is still the same, to be solid, conservative, and just plain right, to make sure that we enlighten and entertain and empower and educate you in the process of being a conservative. Real quick, I got one call on line 5, Mike from Huntsville. Hey, Mike, how you doing today? What's going on?
Hey, Phil. I just heard you talking about Soylent Green. I remember that movie, and I was just wanting to let everybody know that in the movie, that movie actually took place in the year 2022.
Oh, no. Yeah. I could go all day without knowing that, Mike. we'll hope that's not...
I dropped that little piece of information there.
Yeah, man. Hey, appreciate you. Thanks for being in the audience. I got one more call to grab before the break. Let me see if I can get to JT from Lacey Springs real quick, and if not, we'll have to hold on. Hey, JT, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Good afternoon. Having a good day, I hope.
I am, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to share fertilizer prices. I'm just a small gardener. I have like a half-acre garden, a few acres of hay, yada, yada. But anyway, last year, nitrogen, I paid $27 per 100 pound of nitrogen.
Yeah.
This year, in the spring, I bought early, and I paid $36 per 100 of nitrogen.
Wow.
Well, I went back 6 weeks later to purchase more nitrogen, and it was $64 per 100 pound.
Wow. So it's basically it's doubled is what you're telling us.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this year, and, you know, tripled from last year, or 2.5 times from last year.
That's unreal. Can you imagine what it takes to go ahead and do the major mass production farms? I mean, the cost of fertilizer is through the roof right now.
This is true. Successful Farmer magazine posted a spring article that farmers that were paying $400 a ton for nitrogen last year are paying upwards of $1,000 to $1,100 a ton this year.
God almighty. Hey, JT, thanks for the insight, man. We appreciate you. Got to run to a break, but thanks for being in the audience. Wow.
You're welcome. Take care.
That's real world. Take care, man. That's real world right there. All right, coming up after the break, we'll probably go to number 3 on the Triple Dipper. That's not how that works is what it's called. You're going to be curious to hear this one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.